Well, a family was driving back home after the baptism of their brand new baby. The father looked in the back seat and saw that his 5-year-old son was crying. He said, "Why are you crying, son?" The boy said, "During the baptism, I heard the priest say that he wanted us children raised in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys." Today, of course, is the feast day of the Holy Family, the model for all Christian homes, the model for all Christian families. And as you know, the family is under attack. Traditional Christian view of marriage and family is under attack from Hollywood and from the secular media, from TV, from music. If you see what the modern culture is trying to do, our Christian view of family is certainly under attack in the modern world. So we have to make sure we always believe what God believes about marriage and about family, and to follow the teachings of the Bible, the teachings of the church on this beautiful teaching about marriage. And the church says that we should always imitate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They are the inspiration, they are our encouragement, our guidance in family life today. What I'd like to do is just give you six ideas, six ways to try to strengthen our families in this modern world. And the word family itself is made up of six letters. So let me take one idea for every letter in the word family. The first letter in family is F, and that stands for faith. In order to survive in this day and age, we have to have a strong faith. We have to be clear of what the church teaches, what God teaches about family life, and to try to develop and strengthen our faith. Why is it that so many kids lose their faith in high school or in college when they go away and come back from college or university? The parents are brokenhearted because the child has lost the faith. Well, the faith is, it's like a muscle. It needs to be used and developed. And just like you go to the gymnasium, you go to the gym to work out. So we have to develop our faith. Well, what kind of exercises can we do to strengthen our faith? Well, prayer and study. We need to pray every day that the Lord will give us a strong faith, to read our Bible, to read our catechism. Those are the two books that should be in every Catholic home, the Bible and the catechism. And then try to develop our faith through watching, you know, good Catholic television, watching EWTN and the programs of some of the best speakers around the country. Listen to Catholic CDs in your car. Take them from the vestibule, from Catholic Lighthouse. And develop your faith, strengthen your faith, have your faith grow. There's excellent Catholic DVDs and videos that are available as well. Keep going to Mass faithfully every Sunday. Go to confession as a family once a month to preserve the faith of yourself, your children, your grandchildren. The next letter in family is A, and that stands for apostolic. See, it's not good enough just to keep the faith to ourselves. We have to share the faith. We have to be apostolic. That means we give the faith to others. That's why one of the best things you can do to strengthen your own faith is to teach catechism, to teach CCD. When you're teaching, you're growing. When you share your faith with others, then it'll grow in your own heart as well. The great Father Faber said, if you don't try to convert the world will convert you. So we always have to be evangelizing the world, trying to bring the Christian message to the world, not to be turned by the world, but to transform the world in the love of Christ and in his teachings. So we're called to be apostolic. And Pope John Paul II said that dads need to evangelize other dads in Bible studies and through Knights of Columbus and other good organizations. Moms have to evangelize other moms. We have groups like Walking with Purpose, which does this so beautifully, to share the faith with others. Kids are called to share the faith with other kids, with kids at school and their kids of their own age. See, we're called to be apostolic. If we keep the faith to ourselves, it will die, stagnate, and atrophy. But if we share the faith, it's like using that muscle. it makes it get much stronger. The next letter in family is M. So besides faith and being apostolic, the third way to strengthen our families today is through Mary, the Blessed Mother. So I would encourage you to entrust and consecrate yourself and your children to our Blessed Mother. Mary, of course, is the heart of the Holy Family, and she is our spiritual mother, and any good mother wants her children to get to heaven. So the more devoted we are to our Blessed Mother, the closer she'll keep us to Christ. So what about praying the family rosary? Many families will pray the rosary, maybe when they're driving on a trip, or maybe after dinner. So the great Father Patrick Peyton said that the families that pray together, stay together. And in our society, when we think of marriage, one out of two marriages end in divorce. But I found an interesting statistic that couples that pray together, it's 1 out of 2,000. So 1 out of 2 families, 1 out of 2 marriages end in divorce, but not for couples that pray together every day. It's 1 out of 2,000 marriages that end in divorce where couples pray together every day as a couple. So pray your family rosary. Or if you can't do the whole rosary, maybe a decade. A decade a day keeps the devil away. So you can just at least say 1 decade each day. And when you wake up every morning, pray the Memorare or 3 Hail Marys to our Blessed Mother. Because Mary is the mother of purity. I think the reason why so many young people lose their faith is because they lose their purity of heart. And what's happened in our society is that the influence of secular media, the evils coming in through the internet or through Hollywood or through certain kinds of music today are destroying the purity of our young people. And when purity goes out the window, the faith goes out the window. So we have to make sure that you're safeguarding your family against the evils that could come into your home through the internet, through television, through certain movies, certain TV shows, and certain kinds of music. So again, it's your job to safeguard your family, and consecrating it to our Blessed Mother and praying the rosary will help to preserve your child's innocence, purity of heart, and to preserve their faith. The next letter in family is I, and that stands for to imitate the Holy Family. And that's why we have this feast day. The Church wants all fathers to imitate Saint Joseph, the head of the Holy Family. He is the spiritual leader of the family, and he is the provider, the protector, and the guardian. And so every father is called to be the spiritual leader of the home, not to leave it up to the wife to lead the prayers and to take the family to church, but a father has a special role in truly leading that family spiritually. And so we need to pray for all of our dads that they will be truly the spiritual leaders of their family, to initiate family prayer, to take the family to confession each month, and to lead grace before meals. So pray that our dads will imitate Saint Joseph. And our moms are called to imitate our Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother is the heart of the home, and Blessed Mother was the heart of the Holy Family. So all mothers are called to be the heart of their home through tenderness, love, and imitating the virtues of our Blessed Mother. Kids are called to imitate Jesus in honoring their parents. Just as Jesus honored Mary and Joseph, so children are called to imitate Jesus in honoring their parents. So that's how we imitate the Holy Family. Fathers, mothers, children, to imitate Our Lady, Saint Joseph, and the child Jesus. The fifth letter in family is L. And of course, that stands for love. Families are called to be a place of love, a place of affection, acceptance, appreciation, to give lots of love, joy, consideration, courtesy within the home, kindness. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind. So that needs to be present within every family. One author said that kids need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 hugs a day for well-being, and 12 hugs a day for emotional growth. So ask yourself, how are you doing in that suggestion? Do you have enough affection, appreciation, and acceptance in your family? And there are 3 words that should never be found in marriage or family. Never criticize, condemn, or complain. People say, what else is there to talk about? But never criticize, condemn, or complain. And in place, be a family of love. Lastly, the last letter in family after faith, apostolic, marry, imitate, and love is the year 2015. It'll be with us in just a few days. So make sure this is coming year is a year of grace for you. And I encourage you to begin this year by just going to church this coming Thursday, which is a holy day of obligation, the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God, to keep going to church faithfully every Sunday during this coming year and then the holy days, to consecrate your family to our Blessed Mother, enthrone the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, go to the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel across the street, and truly make it a year of grace to truly try to bring extra love, patience, and kindness into your family. So I pray that all of us, as we begin this new year in just a few days, will have a truly blessed year of 2015, where families are growing in holiness, in faith, in sharing the faith, in devotion to our Blessed Mother, in love of Christ, in showing affection for one another within the home, and truly imitating the Holy Family.